Good morning. It's 16 minutes after 8 o'clock. You're listening to Raven Radio, KCAW in Sitka. And Alfredo Oyawath, tell us what we're listening to right now in the background.
That's the third movement of Mozart Violin Sonata, the piece that we are going to be performing on Bach Lounge on Thursday. What time?
12 o'clock.
12 o'clock, 12 on
o'clock
Thursday.
This Thursday.
And I'll be doing this this piece. I will be playing the piano part with my colleague, Alex here. Good morning, Alex.
Morning.
Good morning, Alex. Yes, I'm joined by Alfredo Oyawath and Alex Gonzalez, pianist and violinist, respectively, with the Sitka Music Festival. Also, Alex Sirio, the executive director, is here. Good morning, Alex.
Good morning.
And let's talk about this. Alex, have you and Alfredo played together before, or is this how the Sitka Music Festival works? You kind of get thrown into the festival, and Zuhl says, "Guess what? Thursday, you guys are going to play Mozart."
Yeah. We just met last night, actually, so we haven't we haven't played together or anything. but that's how it works. We find out what pieces we're playing, and I'm really excited to work on this. Alfredo said he's played it before. This is my first time playing it, and I'm excited to dive into the music and be inspired by my colleague and get to perform this great piece for Sitka.
And have you been to Sitka before, Alex?
Yes, I've been here once before. I want to say 2021, I believe. The first time I came here was with the New World Symphony String Quartet, because I was in the New World Symphony program for a few years. And that was, with Zuhl and also Martin Scher, who's works for the New World Symphony, but is also a performer here at the Sitka Music Festival. And so that was a couple years ago, and now I'm back just as a regular festival artist, and I'm really happy to be back in Sitka.
Do the New World kids who are here, do the New World performers who are here this year, do they look at you as, do they lionize you a little bit as a worldly veteran?
I'm not sure, but I think that it's really nice to get to interact with folks who are in the program. I had a really wonderful formative time in the program, so it's really nice to kind of swap stories about the program with folks that are still there right now. So,
okay. Yeah. Alfredo, tell us your life story. You were born, and then your mother.
How long do you have?
And your mother put you at a piano.
Yeah. Well, no. It took like 5 years for her to put me on the piano. The thing was that my mother always wanted to be a pianist, and she couldn't, because of, my family was very modest. And so I guess she lived through her frustration using me.
How many parents do that?
I know. And, my brother is an artist, a painter, because my father wanted to be a painter.
Mm-hmm.
And who couldn't either. So there you go. Both are the fruit of frustrated parents. And Well, what do you want to know? I was born in Madrid, in Spain, and for the last 22 years, I've been living in Mallorca, in the Balearic Islands, in the Mediterranean. And this is, I believe, my fifth time here in Sitka. And that many because I've known Zuhl for many, many years. We met back in Santa Barbara, California, when I was living there. And he was visiting town playing Elgar Cello Concerto with the Santa Barbara Symphony. And we had, one of those things that, the things that happen in Santa Barbara stay in Santa Barbara. We had a crazy night of celebration after the concert.
With Zuhl Bailey? Are we talking about the same Zuhl Bailey?
Yeah, okay. I think we are, yeah.
All right.
We had a crazy night of celebration and party after the concert. It was real fun. And we've been, in contact ever since. We've been friends. He's been over in Mallorca playing for my festival a couple of times. And I've been here. And so who can ask for anything else?
Yeah. Did he have to twist your arm to get you to come to Sitka that first
time? No, not at all. Whenever he calls me and tells me to come back, I'm more than happy. It's just a question of making it work out within the schedule, jobs and stuff like that. But once you make it happen, it's always a joy to be back here.
Yeah, good. Yeah. I think joy is an operative word of this festival. I mean, we're teasing Zool a little bit, but Alex, I have heard the laughter coming from the balcony at Stevenson Hall. Something is happening over there that's good, right? What's the lineup looking like for the next few days with the festival?
Oh, yeah, we have an exciting array of events. Starting tomorrow night at the Mean Queen, we have our cafe concert, 5 p.m. doors, 6:30 concert. Thursday, we have our box lunch, which will feature Alfredo and Alex, plus some other musicians as well. And then we also have a Sure Thing, which is like Musical Insights with Martin Sure, at the hall on Thursday at 6 p.m., and both of those events are free. And our Friday and Saturday concerts. And what I'm really excited about this week is the boat cruise, because you have food, black cod donated by the Seafood Producers Co-op, cooked by Chef Edith, and a teriyaki glaze is what she said she's doing with it, from Ludwig's. And we'll have some of the musicians, not all the musicians, playing. I think it'll be mainly the quartet from the New World Symphony. But you also get to hang out with all of the musicians, so you can eat and hang out with Alfredo and Alex and Zool and everybody else. And
yeah. I think hear more of these stories about life in Santa Barbara.
Oh, yeah.
And for anyone who might be new to the festival in Sitka, Black Cod by Chef Edith is... Black Cod is probably very high on a lot of locals' lists of fish delicacies here. So... not to be missed. And SitkaMusicFestival.org is the website.
Yes. Yeah.
Alex Gonzalez, do you feel yourself getting kind of drawn into the world that Alfredo's describing? Is there sort of, you know, this a peerage of musicians who you get to sort of know each other and you just see each other around the world playing in different venues? It's...
Yes, absolutely. Yeah. Actually, a funny connection with Sitka and folks at Sitka. As I mentioned, I was in the New World Symphony for a few years. Martin Sher is a musician here at the festival, but I currently teach at a university in Boulder, Colorado, and Martin's father is the dean there, actually, and Martin grew up there, so okay. I hear a lot about him, and it's a small world, and we kind of run into each other everywhere, and it's a really beautiful community that we get to be a part of. And
The student has become the master.
No. In some way, trying to be.
And you must have become committed to the violin very early in life.
Yes, pretty early. I've actually first started on the piano. Don't ask me to play anything, but when I was about 8 years old, I played for a couple of years. Started violin when I was 11 years old, and focused on that instrument in particular and went forth with that afterwards. So,
yeah. And at what point a switch must have been thrown to go from violin to professional violinist?
Sure.
You must feel that moment when you decide to go for it.
I think there were many moments. One of the big things, I think, which we're kind of describing with the festival is there's the artistic side that's really fulfilling, but there's also the social side that is, you have so many friends that you make that become your family through music and connect with folks all over the world. And I think both sides of that were really, really important to me and made me want to do it for my career and profession.
So, all right.
Yeah.
Alex, where are you headed next?
I will be in... After this, I have to go to New York City for a couple weeks, so very different vibe.
Summertime.
Yeah. But equally cool and beautiful there. So,
okay. How about you, Alfredo? Where are you going next?
Well, after this, I have to go back to Mallorca for the beginning of my own festival, starting on Wednesday next week, in Deia. It's at dimf.com, if anybody want to check it out. It's a beautiful, beautiful corner of the world. And then I will be going to the Arctic, of all places. I'll be going to Svalbard Islands just to do some performing on an expedition cruise.
Okay.
So that's going to be the rest of my summer.
Never a dull moment.
Well, we try to.
At,
keep it entertaining.
Have they got a good instrument aboard the ship?
Beautiful.
Okay.
Steinway & Sons grand piano, two of them.
Okay.
Yeah.
All right.
Just high scale.
You never know what you're going to find.
I know. I mean, believe me, pianists, we know about that. We have to play whatever crap they throw in front of us. So, but in this case, no crap. This is top-notch pianos.
All right. Alfredo Oyawef is a pianist. He's visiting Sitka from Madrid. Alex Gonzalez is a violinist from Boulder, Colorado. Alex Serio is the executive director of the Sitka Music Festival. Sounds like another great week ahead of us. Catch these guys playing together Thursday noon at the Odessa Theater. It's free.
Yes.
I mean, how much more incentive do you need? Bring your lunch, bring your Subway, whatever, and listen. Thanks so much for joining me this morning, guys.
Thank you.
Thank you.